Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. So nice to speak to you. And today I wanted to talk about hair loss because for a lot of people, it's very emotional to start losing your hair. It's not just cosmetic. And we know that hair loss can appear in many different ways. For some people, it's gradual thinning on the top of your head. Other people may get a circular or patchy bald spot. Sometimes after physical or emotional shock, you can have sudden loosening of your hair. Your hair just sort of comes out in bunches. Some people get full body hair loss, and certain conditions can cause that. And sometimes people get patchy scaling that spreads over the scalp. So I think if you're distressed by persistent hair loss and you want to pursue treatment, you should see your doctor because there's lots of different causes. One of the most common is family history or hereditary. We know that hormonal changes, menopause, different medical conditions could cause hair loss. Sometimes you may be low on a certain medications or supplements. You know, if you've got very low iron, for example, that can affect hair loss. And hair loss can be related to certain diseases. Depression, cancer, arthritis. We also know that hair loss can happen if you've had radiation or chemotherapy, and sometimes a very stressful event can cause hair loss. So I think there's some things to do to try and prevent hair loss, and one of them is be very gentle. You know, we use a lot of hot things on our hair. Women go to the hairdresser and use hot rollers and curling irons and different kinds of chemicals on your head, and all that is irritating to your hair. We think that your doctor should review what medications and supplements may be affecting hair loss. Sunlight, surprisingly, can affect your hair as well as other sources of ultraviolet light. And you've heard me say this before, Marilyn, but smoking is not good for you in general, and there is an association of smoking and baldness in men. And finally, if you're in chemotherapy, sometimes wearing a cooling cap can reduce your risk of losing hair during chemotherapy. So bottom line, if it's distressing to you, it's worth it to see your physician.
Useful advice in clear language. Exactly what the New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging is all about. Anyone who wishes to take charge of their health should find the book. It's a Canadian bestseller. You can get it on Amazon. You can ask your local bookstore. And if you wish a signed copy, you can order it through me. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And I almost forgot, drvivianbrown.com. You can go to Dr. Brown's website and order it there as well. No excuse for not taking charge of your health. Here's a book that will help you, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.